Northern Ontario mining supply companies are sharing in $1.3 million from the federal government to help grow the mining supply and service industry. FEDNR announced $1,323,000 for two sector projects on December 19. The largest portion, $728,000, will go to the city of Temiskaming Shores so it can once again host the Northern Ontario Mining Showcase during the annual convention of the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, PDAC. Slated to take place March 3-6, 2024 in Toronto, PDAC is considered to be the world's largest convention dedicated to mining and mineral exploration, annually drawing upwards of 30,000 participants from more than 130 countries worldwide. Since its 2015 debut, the Northern Ontario Mining Showcase has grown to become the convention's largest pavilion, serving as an opportunity for Northern Ontario companies to show off their products, services, skills and expertise, and in many cases making sales directly on the trade show floor. According to 2022 numbers, NOMS has helped create more than 750 jobs and generated more than $85 million in increased sales and exports for participating companies. In 2024, 110 Northern Ontario companies will participate in the 13,200-square-foot exhibit. Temiskaming Shores is proud to lead the Northern Ontario Mining Showcase initiative to help maximize global opportunities for Northern Ontario communities and businesses, Temiskaming Shores Mayor Jeff Laferriere said in a news release. Thanks to FEDNOR's ongoing support, the 10th annual Northern Ontario Mining Showcase will feature over 100 Northern Ontario businesses and remain a major driving force behind jobs, growth and the economic success of our region. Funding for this initiative comes from FEDNOR's Regional Economic Growth Through Innovation, REGI, program. Safe Site Exploration provides drone-enabled survey services for underground mining. Safe Site Photo. The remaining investment is going to Safe Site Exploration, a North Bay company that offers drone-enabled surveying services in underground mines. Of the repayable funds, $350,000 from the REGI will help the company strengthen its manufacturing and supply chain management, along with developing new technologies, and increasing sales and exports. This growth is anticipated to create 5 highly skilled full-time jobs to support engineering, software development, drone avionics and technical sectors. The final $245,000 will help SafeSite develop and commercialize its shaft measurement technology, which will automate shaft measurement and inspection processes required to meet annual legislative requirements. The technology is expected to enhance efficiency, while also improving worker safety by replacing manual inspections with a fully automated system. Funds for this initiative come from FEDNOR's Jobs and Growth Fund, JGF. We're excited to scale our business up and out, and these FEDNOR investments are helping to make it happen, said Mike Campagato, president at SafeSite, in the release. These priority projects are helping to strengthen our global presence and develop and deploy new technologies to help our clients increase revenues and decrease costs, and improve safety by keeping people out of harm's way.